Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder, with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now back to one of the main talking points today was that Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, has resigned from Irish public life and is taking a big job at the World Bank. Well, Henry McKean chatted to people in Cork about changing careers in middle age, and he sent this report.
I will soon be taking up the role of Managing Director and Chief Knowledge Officer of the World Bank Group based in Washington, D.C. I am therefore departing from public life in Ireland.
The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, is standing down from his role in government. He is going from a very, very big job to another very, very big job. You know, he is the Minister for Finance, and now he's going to have a major position in the World Bank as Managing Director and Chief Knowledge Officer. We're asking people in Cork about that, about changing career, mixing it up completely, and we all need a bit of knowledge. So you're swapping from what? What were you doing before that?
Retail management. Quality of life. So basically, more 9 to 5 or 9 to 6 instead of working at 9 o'clock and like early in the morning, late night shifts. It's very stressful retail.
I switched jobs. I was in the hairdressing industry for a good few years. The training was tough.
And what are you doing now?
Well, I'm not doing anything at the moment. I have a daughter who's 26 who is autism, so I'd be a full-time carer.
You're now a full-time carer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've been doing that for a number of years.
Oh yeah, since the day she was born, really. I don't know, is it even a career? It's just something you do.
I started off when I was 16. I worked at a pharmacy. I worked there for a few months before COVID hit, so I had to change jobs then. Kept working in a restaurant, an Italian restaurant, for 5 years. And while that was going on, I was training to be an SNA, and then eventually that became art therapy, and now I do art full-time.
So lots of swapping there.
Yeah, it's been quite a few years in between. But yeah, I think it's good. I think it's important to change up what you do in time so that, you know, you're not just stuck in the same thing constantly. You learn more about yourself.
Here is Laura Smith from Top Tier Recruitment, who's mixing it up completely.
After school, I studied theatre studies. That's always been my passion for creativity and storytelling. My career path began at Bank of Ireland, where I gained valuable business experience. I then transitioned into entrepreneurship as a recruiter and coach, helping others find meaningful career paths. Returning to my love of storytelling, I now focus on children's entertainment through my YouTube channel, Laz and Lucky. This channel is dedicated to promoting social emotional learning and emotional intelligence for young children aged 2 to 6 years. I use animated stories and content designed to engage and educate. Separately, I create and sell personalised stories that address more sensitive topics, such as loss and life changes. These stories help families navigate these experiences in a really supportive way. I also produce original songs, which are now distributed on platforms like Spotify and Apple Music, to offer uplifting and positive messages beyond the channel.
Frank Brennan, I'm the CEO of Republic of Work here in Cork. We're an innovation hub and co-working space, so we have a big chunk of space here on the South Mall. We offer anything from your hot desks to your dedicated desks, private offices, but on the flip side, we support early stage technology companies on their journey.
So today Cork is freezing and I'm on a journey. I'm on a journey here and your offices are very warm. And you've been on that journey. You've changed careers. And when we look at Pascal Donoghue taking that plunge to this World Bank job, for you, tell us about your journey.
Yeah, so look, I'm a man in my mid-30s. I started my journey out in CIT, now MTU. I studied mechanical engineering for a couple of years and I decided it wasn't for me. So I got on a plane and escaped to Australia for a couple of years where I did door-to-door sales.
Oh, there's a bell going there. Was that your phone? Is that someone trying to sell you something or are you selling them? Is that the new door-to-door sales?
Absolutely, yeah. But I did door-to-door for a couple of months over there. It was the best education. I came back from Australia and I fell into a family business. My mother and father-in-law had a company for a number of years, and I supported them for maybe five, six, nearly 7 years actually, where we had a chain of eight clinics across Cork and Limerick. And in 2016, myself and now wife were getting married and I was looking for change. So I jumped on board with Republic Work in 2017. Completely different.
Very, very different. And when it comes to change, how hard is it? You're still a young man, you're in your 30s. How hard is it to just change it up, completely go, do you know what? I am changing my career.
Look, you. Everybody talks about the gut feeling and where you can go from there. Look, you have to trust your gut. Do you know, back yourself, have the ability to go, do you know what? I can do this. And change is great. It opens so many opportunities, opens so many doors. I mean, since I've started here in Republic Work, I couldn't believe the opportunity that has come over the last, nearly 9 years since I'm here in Republic Work.
And Frank, has it been scary?
Terrifying.
So you'll admit that it is quite frightening to do it.
Yeah, 100%. Look, but you have to jump in 2 feet. You can't do this half measures. It has to be all in or nothing.
And you went all in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you didn't run out of money.
No. Well, I have four kids now, so I just don't have money.
So no regrets.
None whatsoever.
We're here on the streets of Cork. You recently changed jobs. Tell us.
I did. I'm Trish O'Shaughnessy and I always have a challenge in my job. I do events and fundraising. So even though the challenge for me was leaving my friends, leaving my colleagues, the work is pretty much the same. And that's where my comfort zone is and that's what I'm good at. So I accepted the challenge.
And that's the thing. You've hit on something there. New friends, walking into a brand new office, almost like going to a new school. Everyone stares at you because you're new and you've got to start again and gain everyone's trust. That's tough.
It's tough, but I think if you're offered a role in a new job, they want you. They want you to be successful. They want you to work for them and you want it to work for you. So look at it like that.
Hiya, Henry. I'm Aideen Finnegan, presenter of the Early Edition podcast from the Irish Times, formerly of News Talk. So a little bit of a career pivot, not a huge one, but I was a pandemic cliche and I started a podcast about that very topic, about changing careers, because I'm fascinated by them. You know, I'm fascinated by people who walk away from a job that on paper is very good and probably has a bit of status around it, and they throw caution to the wind and they start again. I'm very risk averse and I thought the financial risk of starting again is just way too scary. You know, it's the fear of not making rent or a mortgage payment that would keep me stuck. Now, I doubt that's troubling Pascal Donohue somehow or other on those salary scales at the World Bank, but however, I figured the financial barrier was the biggest barrier to most people changing careers. Foolishly, I thought people were like me. It turns out that from the people I interviewed, money wasn't the biggest barrier to changing career. You know, I always thought that maybe people who did that were in a double income household where the spouse was earning a lot of money and could kind of support them over that gap. But that wasn't the case. You know, it was the biggest barrier was the mindset and overcoming that part of your brain that's telling you, don't do it. You know, it's too scary. It's too risky. What do you want to put your family out on the street? There's a famous psychiatrist called Professor Steve Peters who came up with the idea of the chimp part of your brain. And that's the emotionally driven voice in your head that, you know, on a primitive level helps you survive. We were born with that working, you know, you relied upon it to keep you out of danger. So you've got to talk to the chimp and say, thank you for trying to protect me. I see what you're doing here, but I'm an adult now and I've got this. Because if you listen to that voice, you'll never make the move. Now, even if you're not in a position to do it, to make the leap because, you know, financial reasons are very valid, you know, you can still lay the groundwork for when that as yet unknown opportunity finally comes your way and you're ready to grab it with both hands. So whether that's remote learning or, you know, squirreling away some money every month as your security fund for when the time comes, just do it. Don't let fear hold you back.
Here is a retired teacher, Sue McKenna, who's celebrating her 80th birthday.
here in Cork.
Yeah, Muntor Abame.
So you were a teacher?
For 40 years, yeah.
Did you ever think about switching and perhaps becoming a plumber?
No.
Why? Why did you stay being a teacher for 40 years?
Because I liked my job.
You just kept doing it?
Yeah, and in our generation you didn't swap jobs that much. Options were limited.
These days people are switching jobs.
I know
that. Are they right to?
Of course they are if they want to. You do whatever you want in life, I think. What is it they say? Life is not made of years, it's made of moments. So go and help yourself and enjoy it.
Some good advice there. Finishing up Henry McKean's report on changing jobs after Pascal Donoghue announced that he's resigning from Irish public life to take up a job with the World Bank.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com code FITNESS.